our guest today. I'm not going to waste 1 minute of any more time. It is exactly 3:15. And our guest today is a fairly well-known actor who's trying very hard, as I said earlier, to get to be a great big movie star, Mr. James Stewart, who we have all seen on the screen, and who is now currently starring as Elwood P. Dowd, and who at the moment is gargling and doing all kinds of things, starring as Elwood P. Dowd in that fantastic play produced by Brock Pemberton, Harvey. Now, I think that that is about as much as I should say, Mr. Stewart.
Thank you, Miss Wells.
You're welcome. Anytime at all.
I want to take this opportunity to tell you that I think it's just wonderful the way that you just keep talking on and on there.
Well, I'm
glad. And she doesn't have any script. You just, how do you remember all that stuff?
I don't know. I've talked most of my life, and I find that I just save it all up for this half hour.
Well, I thought all you girls on the radio here had it all typed out and everything. You just talk, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very good. It's amazing the way you can remember. I don't know whether it's amazing or not, but I'm very impressed.
Well, I'm glad you're impressed, Mr. Stewart.
Maybe everybody can remember stuff like that.
Can't you remember?
No, I for a long time I couldn't remember my hat size.
You couldn't?
No.
What size is it?
Oh, you want to bring the thing right to a head right now?
No, right now, before the show's over. I can't remember where Purchase got its name, so it's all right for you to not remember your hat size, but tell me.
You didn't even ask anybody about Purchase. Somebody certainly told them. Oh, go ahead.
Well, Jimmy, tell me. You came to New York to do a play, Harvey, and in movies you have scripts and you do them a scene at a time. Did you have any trouble in coming back to do a whole play and memorizing the part?
Oh, yes. I hadn't done it for 13 or 14 years, and it's a very difficult thing. It's very hard, especially in a play that has been going a long time, so you want to get every and, if, and but, and that's very hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very difficult. And, of course, you have, you always have that fear of opening night something happening to the line. Of course, there are so many things that can happen.
Well, like what, for
opening
example?
Opening night. Well, I was thinking about, in those sleepless nights I had there, before the opening, I was thinking about all the things that could happen on an opening night, and some that I just remembered when I was on the stage years ago, things that really happened. But there, and I sort of put them in categories. I put them. Well, I didn't really put them in categories, but I suppose. You could, if you wanted to put them in categories, you could. You could say like, when you used to make an outline of something in school, you'd say Roman numeral 1.
Yeah.
Let's call it unfortunate things that can happen.
By James
opening,
Stewart.
Opening night by James Stewart.
All right, well,
Roman numeral 1.
All right, go on. I'm fascinated.
Now, this would be, would just say Roman numeral 1, all of the unfortunate things that could happen. Roman numeral 1.
I think we should. Jimmy is now saying hello to some people who are peeking through doors. And
all
things.
The girls in the organization.
Roman numeral 1.
Yes, go on. We
is non-fatal. Non-fatal happenings.
Non-fatal.
Yes. Now, non-fatal. Then a small one under Roman numeral
1. 1A.
No, we'll get to A later. Small 1. Small one would be, I would say, voice flub-dubs.
What? What in the world are voice flub-dubs?
Well, a voice flub-dub is just, you have a line to say, and you say, some people think I'm going to be on time for the appointment, but I'm going to be later than most people think. Well, instead of saying most people think, you say, and most people pink.
Oh, yeah.
You don't notice it, you see. But the person that you're saying it to either faints or laughs or drops the teacup or something, and it's confusing to the office, but they forget about it pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? That was one under...
Roman numeral one. Well, non-fatal happenings on opening night.
Well, then I'd say small number two under that would be mechanical things. Or physical. Let's go to the physical things first. And that is just coming on the stage and tripping and falling down.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very good.
Well, I've done that. And that again, especially in a serious play, which is the one I did it in, couldn't be a comedy, but I forget coming in to tell my wife that I'm going to leave or something, and I fell down.
Well,
I just
sure
tripped on the
do.
Freighter. Well, that was that. There again, the audience sort of forgets about it, and it isn't too serious, and you can overcome that. Then I'd say number. Where are we now?
We're through one and two in non-fatal.
Two, three, I would say, would be prop misfortunes. Well, the prop is anything where you go to a door and open the door and the doorknob comes off. Or you back into a potted plant and it falls over and all the plant comes out and you have to... Or you want to light a cigarette and the match keeps going out because you're nervous and you're blowing out instead of in. And now the cigarette, you can't light the cigarette. I've had that happen. Or with teacups. When the teacup, if you have the teacup before they pour the tea in the teacup, the shaking makes the teacup rattle. And the teacup usually falls off the cup, off the saucer, and breaks. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there aren't any more cups, so you can't have any tea, and that's probably the cup that the poison's in, you know.
No.
So it spoils the story. But even then, you can get over that. Well, that's about it. Those are the things that could happen. And, of course, you have the stage manager who can, if you just forget a line, of course, that's another classification. But if you just forget a line, well, the stage manager can tell you, or somebody else can tell you, and lots of times the audience can tell you what it is. So that isn't so hard. But now that, I think, that would take care of that category. Then the other category, Roman numeral two, is the fatal type of the fatal type, and under that I would say I want to make it quite clear to you, Miss Wells, that these are certainly not all the things that can happen to you, but they're just the things that kind of come to my mind at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The under Roman numeral two of the fatal type happenings on the stage is a thing that is known as the dry-up.
What's that?
Well, the dry-up...
How can you dry up if you're playing the part of an inebriate like Elwood P. Dowd?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question.
You are?
Yeah.
You are?
It's a very good question.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Well, that's all right, Barbara. I'm willing to like a question if it comes to me all in good faith.
Well, go on.
Where were we? Under...
You were drying up.
Roman numeral two.
I'm broken
two.
Up and you're drying up.
Roman numeral two.
Yes.
The dry up. No, Roman numeral two is the classification, which is
fatal
happening.
Yes. So now you're drying up.
Well, you want me to
no.
get worried about that?
No.
Keep looking at the clock all the time.
No, I'm sorry. I can't say very much. You've got me laughing so hard.
The dry-up is a thing that is known. It's a sort of a paralysis that comes over you. And you come to a line, and suddenly everything stops. And you can't move. And the stage manager throws the line.
Uh-huh.
Suppose, just to illustrate my point, which is Roman numeral two of the right. Suppose the line is Geraldine, I'm going to leave through that door.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say door, you point to the door. Well, you point, but you dry up on door.
See? Yeah.
Everything stops. And the stage manager calls to you and says the line, but nothing happens.
Uh-huh.
And all the people on the stage tell you the line, and then they open the door and suggest it to you. And then somebody writes it on a piece of paper and says door and holds it in front of you. And then somebody goes down on the audience and tells the audience, and they get the whole audience to say door, and the audience sort of chants door. But you can't, you just stand there, and the perspiration starts, and you start to shake. And finally, they have to lower the curtain, and you can do one of two things. You can either go home, or you can start the act over again, which I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen, and that's it's really a very terrifying thing. But the other night, the dry up is the terrible thing. But I finally got through it all right. But
you got through it beautifully.
It's a terrifying. It's a terrifying thing to think that that's possible, and it is because I've seen it happen.
Well, now you know you didn't do anything the other night that was wrong. You were wonderful. So opening, you may know of all of these non-fatal Roman numeral number 1 and 2 things, but you didn't do any of them.
Oh well, yes. You don't. You do them. Sometimes they aren't noticeable, but there were plenty of them.
Well, especially
in the first act.
If you were so nervous then the first few days of.
Well, it's getting better now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's getting better now because it's a pretty tricky part, and I'm getting a little easier on. And another thing, I'm beginning to eat again.
Didn't you eat?
No. It's when you get nervous. I didn't eat. It's a very good habit.
Yes, it is.
Eating.
You're very thin. You don't look like you eat very much anyway.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't. I don't. But it is a very good habit, and I'm glad to be back eating.
Eating. You are. I'm glad you're glad. How do you like Josephine Hull?
Oh well, I. That's been one of the wonderful things about the play. She's really an inspiration. I watch everything she does, every performance, and you can't, as many times as you see it, you can't help it laugh and go right along with her. She's an amazing actress and one of the finest in the country, I think, and in the world. She hers is a very, very difficult part. I mean, she's done several a little like this. You know, you remember Mrs. Sycamore and You Can't Take It With You and Arsenic and Old Lace. But I think this is probably the best one she's had for a long time. She does a wonderful thing with the audience.
She's wonderful with her face.
Yeah, wonderful thing she does with the audience. She can just take them right with it.
Uh huh. Jimmy, tell me. I have always heard that everybody sat up all night long to read the reviews. They would wait to do that. Did you do that?
Well, I wanted to. I wanted to. I guess that's a sign of age or something. I got tired. I went to bed.
Well, of course, if you'd been eating, it would have helped.
Maybe I think it
would. Maybe you didn't eat.
Yeah.
What do you eat?
What do I eat?
Yeah.
All various types of things.
You know, have your mother and father come down from Indiana to see the play?
They were down short Saturday night.
How'd they like it?
Well, they liked it pretty well. They thought it was fine. They're coming back. They're coming back tonight. They said they missed several things, so they're coming back.
Well, there is.
A lot of people laughed at things, and they didn't see it was funny, so they're coming back to see
whether it is funny or not. No. Well, it was awful funny. I've seen it 5 times, and each time
it's a funny play. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful play.
Well, we think you're wonderful for coming down today and being our guest. Our guest was James Stewart, as you no doubt could tell, who is in Harvey, so everybody rushed to see it.